America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, a huge story just broke on CNN. Somewhere between 1,400 and 1,600 vets were apparently had trouble getting into the VA and were sick and died. Do you know any more about that?
Well, we only know what CNN has reported, and that was their investigative report, so they get some credit for this.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a physician that retired from there and said that they worked off two lists for patient appointments, an official list, which they gave to people in Washington, providing timely appointments, according to CNN, and then a sham list, and that is what they used, and patients were dying while waiting to see someone.
Wow. Well, this is, well, you know this is going to have rippling effects as this breaks throughout Washington, right?
Right.
I mean,
and, of course, you know, if they didn't, if the officials there were not honest with Washington, not pretty.
No, no kidding. All right, so we'll stay on top of that and see what CNN has, and I'm sure everybody else is going to jump all over this, obviously, as well. You sent me a note, and it's funny because I looked at this today when I ran in about the gun law in Georgia, the fact that the governor there approved a bill that allows guns to be carried in public places, schools, government buildings.
Including some parts of some airports. I mean, is that the most insane thing you have ever heard of?
Airports? How's that possible? Because that's not supposed to happen.
Well, obviously before you hit the TSA screener.
Wow. Wow. I guarantee we're going to have a conversation about that. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE. You know, Second Amendment and all of that. And Deal said the bill is a great day to affirm our liberties. Wow.
Right. I mean, it's really quite astounding.
Yeah, and that kicks in, by the way, July 1st. Okay, another thing that I know you're going to have an opinion in, so you've crawled all over the Middle East. You've been to Egypt before, right?
I certainly have.
I'm going to ask.
Something Egypt was. I haven't been there recently. It was a beautiful country.
Yeah, I like the word was, because I've heard some terrible things recently. But how about this thing about the Apache helicopters that are getting sold?
Well, you know, today we make a lot of money selling armaments, and clearly we're willing to sell some to Egypt to keep track on what's going on in the Sinai and supposedly terrorism. But then our Secretary of Defense, affectionately called the SecDef around here, was in Mexico promising them some helicopters. This would be more for drug interdiction.
Yeah. The other thing is Hagel going to Mexico. What's that about?
Well, that was a part of it. One of it is to sort of shore up friendship. Part of it was to sell the helicopters. But clearly, he wanted to show that the United States is going to be on their side. It's probably like, we're going to be on your side. China isn't, so stick with your neighbor friend.
Yeah. Tell us, we've talked about this a lot on the show, and we talk about goats for the old goat. You did a fabulous spot just a week or so ago on Fox Saturday show. We saw that in the morning and linked that all over the place. What's going on in the South Sudan?
There is a lot of ethnic fighting. I have this full mind, and the ministers, the health ministers, are going to be coming here my guest in a couple weeks. And one of the things I ask them to do is bring me some newspaper. I have half a mind to buy a full page ad in three of the newspapers and say, "What are you doing?" I mean, this is insane. And in mental health terminology, we would say they've identified with the aggressor. In other words, they're acting like the people that really perpetrated a lot of horrible things on them many years ago and during the wars. And the other issue, of course, the White House issued a very strong statement. Steny Hoyer issued a very strong statement. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so keep us posted on that. Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Hey, you too. All right, so Ellen, you know, the shocking thing is she was talking about this at the beginning of our conversation, the CNN breaking story, the 1,400 to 1,600 sick veterans that were forced to wait for months to see a doctor, and the secret list was part of a scheme designed by Veteran Affairs managers in Phoenix. And like I said, and she said, this is credit to the CNN affiliate for pulling this story together because it's their baby. They broke the story. For 6 months, they were reporting on the delays and the healthcare appointments. I had a friend whose father had this problem in Texas, not about being on a list, but waiting and waiting so long, and they tried to get a congressman to intervene to say, what's going on? Can't he get an appointment? So it really makes you wonder, and we've talked about this before. Dr. Sam Foote, who just retired after 24 years with the VA system in Phoenix, he's the veteran doctor who told CNN that this VA in Phoenix works off of two lists for patient appointments. And so there's an official list that's shared with everybody in Washington when they say, how are you doing? What's going on? And it shows that the VA is really doing these timely, incredible appointments. And then that's the sham list. And then there's this real list that's hidden from outsiders where wait times can last more than a year. More than a year. Think about it. Think of the injuries someone would have coming back from active duty, or those who served in the past who have certain things wrong with them, obviously, depending on age and what happened, like a PTSD and how brutal that would be. We know the amount of soldiers who take their lives when they come back from Afghanistan, let's say, before that, Iraq. So anyway, the VA requires its hospitals to provide care to patients in what they call a timely manner. What is a timely manner? 14 to 30 days. So this is a huge story. I mean, how outrageous is this? Does this not make you furious when you think about it? They let service, and then when you come back, we'll see if you get on the list and we can see you or not, or you have to wait. And so unfortunately, these personal stories are coming out where somebody didn't get treatment, critical care they needed, and then they died. There was a story of the veteran who had bladder cancer. He had stage 4 bladder cancer months after the initial visit. And that's what the death certificate showed, what he died from. So the daughter kept trying to get an appointment. It was 7 months. And they kept saying, it's urgent, something's wrong. So by the time they actually saw him, that was it. He died. He wasn't seen because it took so long. And they describe it as at the end when he suffered, he screamed, he cried, and that is just unacceptable. So we'll be talking about this story and a bunch of other things too, like the missing plane, the thing in Seoul, and some other things that have hit my radar. But before we get there, coming up in our next segment, I cannot wait, because somebody is going to walk away with some serious booty from America tonight, courtesy of World Book Night. Wednesday, April 23rd, is William Shakespeare's birthday, and we know we're coming to the tail end of that. It's also World Book Night. Each year, 30 books are chosen by an independent panel of librarians and booksellers. Publishers pick up the cost for this, and then they specially print World Book Night U.S. editions. So we've got a 5-book prize pack to give away that includes The Dog Star, Wild, The Botany of Desire, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. Woo! Can't wait. I'll explain more on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Get past the beat, but get past the shit, man.
Talk about a good book. How about a bunch of good books? I love World Book Night. It is the coolest thing. They have volunteers all over the country who handed out books. You know, the publishers, as I said, picked up the cost, printed up the special books just for this night, and then you had people that were handing out books to, you know, in communities where they didn't have access to a lot of books necessarily, even through the library, VA hospitals. We were just talking about the VA. Underfunded schools, nursing homes, Little League games, subways, diners. I mean, just about anywhere you can imagine, and the givers were out there in full force. World Book Night, as they vetted the applications, they have 25,000 givers who were chosen on their ability to reach the light and non-readers. So it's encouraging people to read. And, of course, to me, my father was a writer, and I've told this story. He died when I was young, when I was barely 8 years old. And some of my most vivid memories, however, of him are of reading to me and of certain books that he picked out for me. So this is a project that I think is incredible, and I'm very proud that America Tonight is involved with this. So how did somebody win on America Tonight? Well, we're going to find out who the winners are coming up here in just a second. And the way that I asked people partially to do this was to become a Twitter follower of America Tonight and mine. So you'd have to go to Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. And so many people did. We had a great response to this. And all the people who responded on the day from the morning of the 23rd all the way up to now, they were entered into the drawing. I have my Phillies cap. If you go to americatonight.net, you can actually watch it live. I put the names of all the new followers in my hat to come up with a drawing for this. So, again, we're going to have two lucky winners. Wednesday, April 23rd, World Book Night, that national event where volunteer givers hand out incredible books to people who don't regularly read or who aren't able to attain printed books for reasons of means or access. Beautiful thing that they're doing it. And in the spirit of World Book Night, this is what we are doing. So How about a drum roll, please, Nathan Reeder? Oh, I'm nervous. I've got the hat. Here we go. The Phillies cap. It's the only thing this cap is good for. The Phillies are so stinking lousy. Ah, and we got a winner. Our first winner. Thank you very much. Is Kevin Lorenz at Kevin Lorenz. Congratulations to Kevin Lorenz. How about some applause for Kevin? Woo! Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic, isn't it? All right, so here's the deal. These are the books. I picked out 30 different books, right? Or there was 30 different books, and I had to pick out the books. So my books were Catch-22, which is my one of my favorite books, and it's the 50th anniversary edition of it for World Book Night. The Dog Stars, that was one of my other ones that I wanted to read myself. Peter Heller, I heard it was great. Hotel, as I mentioned before, on the corner of Bitter and Sweet. That's another one that is supposed to be just incredible. New York Times bestseller. Michael Pollan, The Botany of Desire, was another one that I chose from the list of books. And then one called Wild, another New York Times bestseller list. And it's a journey found on the Pacific Crest Trail. And I heard this was really, really cool too. I mean, all these books were actually pretty well known books, but imagine this is now what Kevin Lorenz will be receiving. Now we're going to make a drawing for another one. Do we have another drum roll, Nathan, or did we use up all our time with the drum rolls?
Oh, the sticks aren't broken.
All right. Da-da-da-da-da. The Phillies cap, the silly Phillies cap. Here we go. Aha! Another winner. All right, do we end the drum roll here? I got the winner. The winner is Kate. Kate at Chained to My Desk. Yeah, that's not me either. That's a Twitter follower. Kate at Chained to My Desk. Congratulations. Do we have some applause for Kate? That is Kate with a C, by the way. Yeah, fantastic. So, Nathan, I was wondering, since this World Book Night, which, by the way, isn't it very cool that all these people are going to get books? You know, they're randomly handing them out all over the place, all over the country, all over the United States.
I love the smell of books.
That's like that, what was that line from that movie, Robin Williams? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, yeah, wake up Vietnam.
Wake up Vietnam. Yeah, the smell of new books, because you like books. You like to read, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so favorite book, do you have a favorite book, or it's just whatever you're currently reading?
It does move around. I love reading Tom Robbins. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, or
oh, that's a
Skinny
great
Rags
book.
And all. And Daniel Lewski is this weird find of mine. You have a bumper with Poe that's singing. She's from the 90s, and her brother was this writer. And the book is called House of Leaves, and it's like not just a novel. It's like it has like four or five appendices and pictures. It's crazy. It's like, you know, almost 1,000 pages long. But
wow.
Yeah,
like the War and Peace.
You got to dedicate yourself to that.
Yeah, but you get sucked into it. So cool. So, all right, there's a few of your favorites. How about you out there? What are your favorite books to read in honor of World Book Night? I mentioned Catch-22, and for me, that's one of them for sure. It's all about, it's in Italy, World War II, and, I don't want to spoil it, but it's, it got just a wild mix of not being caught, basically. Don't kill me. And a couple of problems with not the enemy, but with something else in Catch-22. And my favorite books, I'm like Nathan. I like a lot of different books. I jump around. I like James Michener, and I've got Hawaii that I'm going to reread because, you know, I like Hawaii, and his book Hawaii is really, really good. I like all the old Tom Clancy stuff, but I've read that to death. I like, what else do I like? I mean, I've read so many books. I'm going to say that besides the couple that I mentioned there, I also like a writer out of Minneapolis who wrote a great book that I just could not put down. And it deals with the CIA and espionage and all that kind of stuff. And he's got a whole series of them. And the book is actually, like I said, it's a series of books. And one of them is called, and it's probably my favorite, is probably Kill Shot. And the writer's name is Vince Flynn. And sadly, before he was even the age of 50 last year, he died from prostate cancer. And his character's name is Mitch Rapp. And you go from the beginning of his career to how he's recruited as a secret op, basically. And then that's kind of where the books all take you. And he's such a good writer that Bill Clinton was sucked into his books. George W. Bush, I think both Bushes actually read all of Vince Flynn's books. I didn't know that. Somebody just recently told me that. And maybe even Carter, too. So the presidents, for some reason, really like his work. But it's good. It's sort of the new Tom Clancy. I think even better than Tom Clancy's books in some ways. And maybe it's because you really follow this rap character. Not that you didn't do that with Clancy. So to me, that was that genre. And probably Vince Flynn is just so on my radar. Anything that Vince Flynn did, very, very good, hard to put down. Killshot is an excellent book. I would recommend it to anybody. So congratulations to Kevin and Kate, as they are big winners on World Book Night. You could still be a winner. We're going to give away one more prize pack at the end of the show. So at the end of this hour, actually, so stay tuned. That might be you. Hang on, because next we got some odds and ends here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole?
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Part of Odds and Ends, sadly, includes what's happened now in Korea with that ferry and trying to pull out all the bodies. We'll get to that in just a second. But in the meantime, this story really, really, really has some people applauding and some people furious over now what's happened as far as what guns and gun laws are concerned. I guess I'll put it that way. I mean, you know how I feel about the Second Amendment, because I think when you start, whether you carry guns or not, I think when you start taking away rights, then you get into a stickier situation and you just amplify the whole thing, which is what's actually happened. But now that you have the Georgia governor, as you heard Ellen talk about at the top of the show, Nathan Deal, signing a new gun law on Wednesday that expands the number of public places where licensed owners can tote their guns or allowed to carry their weapons. I mean, you're talking about bars. So before the new law, gun owners couldn't take their firearms into bars unless the bar owner specifically allowed it. But now they can. Now it's the reverse. They can bring them in unless the owner tells them to leave. So it is at the leisure or pleasure. Your leisure is at the pleasure of the owner of the bar, let's put it that way. Churches, now anybody who's a pastor, a priest, whatever, they have to decide whether they can bring guns into the buildings or not. before, if you brought a gun in, you could be fined $100. But if you didn't have, I mean, still, if you don't have a license, you would be guilty of a misdemeanor. But if you have a license, you can take the gun in as long as that's okay with the church. Schools, local school boards now, this is very big, folks. In Georgia, local school boards can vote on whether they want teachers and other members of the staff to bring guns to the schools, to the campus. So they'll apply, the staff members would apply to the school board. They'd go through training that would include judgment, pistol shooting, marksmanship, and then a review of the laws about shooting people to defend yourself and others. So if a teacher doesn't want to carry the gun at all times, they'd have to store it in a safe or locked box. Previously, a licensed owner could bring a gun to school if they were an official of the school. You know, if they were authorized to do that and they were given the permission, but they, not really. Now, this will be voted on. And I bet there's going to be some schools that they say it's okay, the school board allows it. Airports, as you heard, Ellen was just blown away by that. In a way I was, but then you start to think about it, that you wouldn't be able to carry it through a TSA screening, so you really could, how would you take then, you'd have to be able to get your gun past the TSA, so that's a federal thing, and so there's a problem there, I think, with that one. Government buildings, you can bring a weapon into government buildings, you know, if they don't have a security checkpoint or a metal detector. Of course, how many courthouses don't have a metal detector? Any of the big courthouses certainly would. And then the law is going to prevent the state of Georgia from creating a database of licensed owners. Remember, there was the deal back east where they were actually printing in the newspaper the people who were gun owners. In the Newark Star-Ledger, this was now a couple of years ago, but it really made people furious to know, to have their names in the paper for owning guns. So this is pretty radical. I mean, is it historical? Is it fabulous? Is it high five time? Or is it completely reckless and ridiculous? What do you think, America? This could be the gateway to some other states doing the same thing. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net like Glenn did. Glenn in Illinois says you can bet your last dollar, Kate Delaney, in Illinois, as we have just fought and won, we would never win across the board like that. I think it's smart in Georgia. Now imagine this, Miss Delaney, if you're in a situation where some nut decides to go AWOL, so to speak, and shoot out in public. You've got somebody armed in a church, in the library, wherever. They're going to take them down, and you're going to be saved. And that sounds cockamamie and paranoid and ridiculous, but look what's happening around us. Hopefully, the people in Georgia wouldn't find themselves in these situations. But if they do, and somebody's got the weapon, then there's a great chance that more people are getting out alive. And the same with schools. I think it's smart. If people are secure with it, if the person handling the gun is good, it makes sense. You know, I said in Israel that's what they do. Many of the teachers have guns, and it's the same thing. They're locked up. If they're not with them, they are very well schooled in shooting them, because the danger is that someone starts to shoot, a bullet ricochets off of a locker, you hit a kid, and that's a disaster. But then you could think the unthinkable. A teacher has a gun, is well schooled, and pardon the pun, in using it, very comfortable, has their wits about them, something unforeseen and crazy and cockamamie happens, and they are ready to shoot, aim, fire, and take down whatever's happening, and perhaps save some of those kids. So, yeah, you know, it's, I know you can look at all sides of this and really shudder at it, and in another sense really say, wow, that is fantastic. But I know that, and it's underreported, but I know people, and we have actually, it's been a while, but we'll do it again. I've really looked at all sides of this, to be fair, and we've had people on whose lives have been saved because of it, for example, in Texas, concealed and carry. So your feelings might change if you were in that predicament and somebody was there to have your back, somebody you didn't know who could have your back. I mean, look at these mall shootings. The school shootings are just so sad. But the sacred places that now, all of a sudden, there's no sacred places. If somebody decides they're going to come back and they come back and they're going to take somebody out, or they're just wildly firing all over the place, I mean, it's happened, and it's not paranoia. It's just the world we live in now. Untreated mental illness, people with access to guns that shouldn't have access to guns in those cases, and then we see what ultimately happens. So the governor, in one sense, is getting grief, and then on the other hand, he's getting praise. And from what I understand, there's more people in Georgia that are happy and excited about it, saying that this gun bill protects the law-abiding citizens for once, than not excited about it. Even some that don't carry guns and have no desire to carry guns, because now they're thinking, like I was saying, that they have somebody who could have their back. Americans for Responsible Solutions, the group co-founded by Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, called the legislation the most extreme gun bill in America. They're mounting a campaign against it. Other gun control organizations have done the same thing, including Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the group started by the former New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg. Frank Rotondo, the executive director of the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police, blasted the law, saying that cops don't want more people carrying guns on the street, especially police officers in the inner city areas, saying that this is a disaster. And even the Georgia state rep, Rick Jaspers, who introduced the bill, insisted it wasn't extreme, saying it was simply about restoring Second Amendment rights and allowing licensed gun owners to carry weapons in more places, that they'll be empowered, they can defend themselves. So how about it? Got passed on March 20th, the last day of the session. Now it's signed into law, so this is what they're going to live with in Georgia for now. The NRA says it's a historic day for the Second Amendment. Deal is a Republican who's running for a second term this fall, and he hadn't taken a stance on the bill before this, but now he did. They thought the veto was pretty unlikely anyway, but that probably wasn't going to happen, and it didn't. So does it promote a culture of guns, as some people are saying? Does it misinterpret the law? Is it reckless? Is it dangerous? Is it irresponsible? Or is this smart? Is this taking the right stance at the right time? What do you think? Chew on that a little bit. Think about that. And is it too extreme, even if you are in favor of more gun rights? Because certainly there are some that fall into that category. A lot of law enforcement groups are slamming the bill for a provision that prevents officers from detaining a person for the sole purpose of investigating whether they had a weapons-carrying license. So you can tell there's going to be some problems implementing it, that's for sure. They're going to have to get used to it, no question about that. Coming up next, you could be a winner. I'll tell you how, moments from now.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fascinating and fair. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Ah, coming up, a little Sports. Yeah, at the tail end of this hour as we make our final turn. But before we even get there, folks, got another great giveaway for you. So Wednesday, April 23rd is World Book Night, a national event where volunteers, givers basically, hand out incredible books to people who don't regularly read or who are not able to get printed books for reasons of means or access. In the spirit of World Book Night, call now, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 to win your World Book Night prize pack featuring awesome books, including Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, The Botany of Desire, Wild, which is supposed to be a really killer book. By the way, all of these books on the New York Times bestseller list. How about The Dog Stars, That's also supposed to be incredibly interesting. And then Catch-22, which is one of my favorite books of all time. It's pretty thick. It is excellent writing. It's a classic. It's a classic. It is Catch-22. So call 855-266-5283. Be sure to share them with others if you win. Find out more about how you can be part of World Book Night 2015. Visit worldbooknight.org and help spread the love of reading person to person. Hit the phone lines now, and we'll see if we've got a winner. All right, as I said, we're at the tail end of this hour, and at the tail end of the hour, sometimes we like to delve into all things sports shorts. And what does that mean? Well, that means that the world of sports sometimes intersects with the regular world, I'll call it. Not just the sports fanatics. But somebody asked me, in fact, a couple people asked me to give updates on the hoop games because we're into the playoffs. So a lot of times you've got people who, you know, you've got people who just will watch playoff basketball or playoff hockey, and, you know, that's how it is. So Miami downs Charlotte. The score doesn't really tell what that game was like, but 101-97, Miami has a 2-0 lead. The Dallas Mavericks came back in a very big way and beat the Spurs, the old men of the NBA who are incredibly tough to beat. Greg Popovich, their coach, was just named the coach of the NBA Coach of the Year, 113-92. And then Portland knocked off Houston, 112-105. So Portland leads that series 2 games to zip. The playoffs are where things get incredibly tight. and it's interesting that the Mavericks tied up their series with the Spurs on a day where Popovich was named the NBA Coach of the Year. The Mavericks coach, Rick Carlisle, said as far as he's concerned, he's the coach of the century. Why don't we give him Coach of the Century? I mean, he's the greatest. He deserves it. Almost wire-to-wire top seeds in the leagues, and you know, in the league, and he heaped on all this praise. And in the meantime, the Mavericks luckily eked out a victory because sometimes, you know, there's all this. I mean, the news was just all, they were all pumped up and positive. And when that happens, sometimes things don't go so well. All right. Also in the sports world, you might know this, you might not know it, but I'm going to tell you just in case you don't. What is the deal with pine tar? Not thinking that anyone's going to notice pine tar. I'm just going to take this little extra edge with the pine tar and see if I can get away with it. So Yankees right-hander Michael Pineda admitted to using pine tar on the bat during the second inning of Wednesday's 5-1 loss to the Red Sox at Fenway. He said he didn't do it to cheat, but to ensure he didn't hit anyone with an errant pitch. I'm not cheating, I swear. It was a really cold night, and in the first inning, he says, I couldn't feel the ball. I didn't want to hit anyone, so I decided to use it. He was ejected by the home plate umpire and the crew chief after the Red Sox manager, John Farrell, came out to complain about the blotch on the right side of his neck, which was clearly visible on television. Hey, you got pine tar up there? Something's not right. And it's a cold night, like I said. He didn't want to lose the ball, but that was a stupid thing to do. And that's what they're saying. They're saying, look, he's a young kid. And that's Joe Girardi, the manager of the Yankees, afterwards said that. He's a young kid. So, you know, he wasn't trying to cheat. He's trying to go out there and compete. He used bad judgment, I'll say. And then he said afterwards, Pineda said, I did it all myself. Nobody helped me. I did it all myself. So begs the question, is there such a thing as cheating just a little bit? Is it a little bit okay or not? I mean, do you have any kind of a problem with pitchers who use pine tar so that they can grip the baseball better? I mean, hey, it was cold weather, right? It's cold. We got to give the fans what they want. So aren't they allowed to use a little pine tar after all? And I just think it's funny because it was obvious. The blotch was very, 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 very obvious. So how about that? You could argue that Tiger Woods, besides Michael Jordan, maybe the Williams sisters, and a few other select athletes are just worldwide names that everybody knows, regardless of if they know their sport, if they know what they've done. They're just uber famous. So Tiger Woods has had some problems lately. He underwent surgery for a pinched nerve in his back. He's not giving a timetable for his return, but he's putting and chipping and all of that kind of stuff. And he may be back. He may not. I mean, they said they expect him to be able to compete sometime in the summer, but they're not giving an exact timetable for it. So Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time, no matter all the shenanigans on the sidelines that happened a few years ago. But will he ever break Jack Nicklaus's record of pure wins on the tour? Or has he hit the downward spiral of his career? I mean, certainly there's memorable moments with Tiger Woods. And when Tiger Woods plays, he still has the avalanche of people that follow him. People either love Tiger Woods or they love to hate Tiger Woods or whatever it is, but they're definitely involved in keeping up with him on the course and running ahead on holes and all of that. So for now, will he play in the summer? They say they hope. His agent's even saying that, but they're not committing to it. They're not committing to it so that they don't get stuck having to eat their words, I guess, when a lot of reporters continue to ask them that. All right, and we finally end with this one. I am a huge fan of the great game of baseball, and I've been to this field many times and have great memories, just fabulous memories of it. I didn't grow up in Chicago, but I had an aunt that lived in Chicago and friends. And so Wednesday was the 100th birthday of Wrigley Field. I mean, an iconic stadium, home for more than a century to the Cubs, to the heartache of the Chicago Cubs. And there is, there is something about Wrigley Field. If you've never been and you even like baseball a smidge, put it on your bucket list. It is worth the trip, for sure. It's just an old-fashioned ballpark right in the middle, right smack in the middle of the city. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.